Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like that dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Right Side Radio, we like to call it. And yes, we are saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going right now to one of my favorite times of every single week. Copper, get that sound effect ready because we're going to do the Grand Council. So I will start with a roll call. Do I have my brethren Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 with us?
I am present.
You are present and sounding enthused. Okay, so then do I also have a Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN?
Alabama's most trusted journalist and the store brand Jeff Poor is here.
The store brand Jeff Poor. All right, I pronounce a quorum. Copper, hit the sound effect.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Okay, all right. Listen, by the way, Jeff, we did talk about you last week because you weren't here. It's like my old buddies in the Army used to say, if you ain't here, we're talking about you. And we did, just so you know.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we love you, Jeff. All right, so I'm going to start by saying, Jeff, since you weren't here last week, take the first question. What you got?
That's the obvious question. We have a new Senate race. It's turned up on its head. What do you do now if you're Mo Brooks? And just how aggressive – tell me this, guys, I guess, beyond the Mo Brooks question, just how much does a Trump endorsement matter now?
Well, is that two questions? Is that three questions? What have you got there? Are we running the – that's not the rules, Jeff. It's one question.
It says you.
it's my show.
What, okay, are you just making up the rules as you got to go just, along here? What's going
that's
on
what
here?
I'm allowed to do that. I run this place. Okay, so here's the deal. Mo Brooks, I think Mo's got to turn up the heat hard. I think some of the critique that most people would lay on this is that his polling numbers are not because – he was never a top-tier candidate. It's because he didn't campaign at the level perhaps he could have. He would disagree with that, I'm sure. But I never saw the level of campaigning from him that I saw from the others. Now, maybe he didn't have the same money they had. So I think he's got to turn the heat up, and he's got to go real quickly and find a way to distinguish himself from that Trump endorsement, because that was the centerpiece of his whole campaign before. He's got to go be Mo Brooks and not to be the endorsed guy. So there's my thoughts right now. Dale, your thoughts.
I haven't been following the race, guys. I'm sorry. No, I think this is a real big problem for Mo Brooks. Obviously, like everyone has just said, there's no question there. I think that we have to look at this and wonder, what does that new campaign look like? I'm sort of calling it Mo Brooks Unchained, where he is a little more unencumbered, and I think you're seeing a little bit more feistiness out of him, and I like it. I like that version of Mo Brooks. It's going to be a rough one here. It all really depends on how Britt and Durant handle the next couple of weeks. Are they going to take each other out, let him sneak back in? Does he have a chance of getting in at all and doing anything? Or is he just going to be a third-place player here? I don't know the answer to that question. Obviously, I like him as a candidate. I'm voting for him, obviously. But this is an uphill battle for him, no doubt.
Jeff, pour your own question. What do you think?
And I'll try not to filibuster, but I was kind of curious what your response would be, Dale, that he is Mo Brooks Unchained. Is it scorched earth? Is he should he clear the path? And is that what it looks like in these early stages? Is that winning? I guess it remains to be seen.
Yeah, no, I think it is a little scorched earth, a little more aggressive, a little more blunt. I think focusing more on, and this is his strength here, right? He will be more conservative speaking and talking about things like that. And I think that'll be an interesting little race to watch.
And I think he has to. I think he better go scorched earth or he's going to be the number three and be out of the runoff. So absolutely. I think if he's going to make hay and keep himself in at least the one or two spot for the runoff days, which there's going to be a runoff, then he's got to get on it and get on it hard. All right, I'll take the next question, which really is a segue off of what Jeff started with, because one of my questions was with regards to the Trump endorsement. And I'm going to take a different tack on it, not just does it matter, because that's a curious part of the conversation. But here's my question. Does removing an endorsement like that, which is, you know, receiving mixed reviews, does it hurt the Trump brand or help the Trump brand at this point in Alabama? I'm curious what y'all's thoughts are. Dale, you first.
It hurts it significantly. This is really the Trump voters are Brooks voters. Brooks voters are Trump voters. I mean, that's what they are. People cast those ballots multiple times on the same ballot, and now you're asking them to fight. And I just think that it hurts the Trump brand. It doesn't help it. It doesn't strengthen it. It makes him look erratic. And I think that there's a little bit of damage being done to that. That's why everyone was like, this will never happen. That's silly. Why would you do such a thing? And then he did such a thing. So I think it hurts him.
Jeff?
Yeah, I think it cheapens it. I think it cheapens it by a lot. And I think that's what we're seeing here. At least in Alabama, it cheapens it. Mo Brooks kind of defies the boundaries of Alabama and has kind of a falling beyond Alabama. So I think it hurts it there, too. But as for Alabama, where he's supposed to be the most popular politician since George Wallace, I think it really does some damage.
Yeah, and I tend to agree on my own question here. I think that you're going to have – now, you're going to have those folks who were ardent, you know, Trump supporters no matter what happened. The fact that he did it is all that matters. That his endorsement is what matters no matter who he endorses. I think there's going to be those who are loyal to the Trump opinion, period. But I think that those who were undecided – or who were you know, leaning towards something that didn't just be pure Trump, I think it hurt. I think it makes him, like Dale used the word erratic, I think it makes him look like he's erratic and doesn't have a sense of loyalty. And he could have come in here. The question is going to be, why didn't you come here if you were worried about what's happening with him? Why didn't you come stand next to him and say, here's my guy. Don't you love me and don't you love him? And they kind of did that in Coleman, but that's what he's trying to use now as the excuse for why he pulled his endorsement. And I just think it's – I don't think it's washing all the way around. So
yeah, nobody buys that. It's poll numbers. And instead of reacting to poll numbers by coming in and saving your guy, he threw him under the bus. And anyone who buys that it's about that speech, well – congratulations. You're an idiot, but you probably don't understand I'm talking to you.
So Dale, take the next question.
All right, the next question, we'll just stay on this thing for a minute here with the Brooks-Trump endorsement. Now that it's gone, who's next?
Yeah.
Durant has basically said, hey, you know that guy I was back in December? I don't even know that guy. He sucks. I'm all about the election, and I have been this whole time. I don't know who that other dude was. Vote for me. We're going to overturn the 2020 election. I'm the guy. Here's a picture of me inside the Capitol. It's like photoshopped his head on the Chewbacca guy. And he's like, here I am. This is me. Look, it's me. That's what I think he's doing. And Brish is kind of like, you know, I'm a MAGA candidate, but, you know, there it is. You know, it is what it is. Election fraud is bad. Who gets the endorsement?
Me personally, I think Mike Durant's going to get it. I just think that, first of all, the only campaign that has truly escalated in every single poll, like from the guy the day he got in, has gone continually up, has been Durant, and I think Trump sees that. We also know he was down there at Mar-a-Lago just this past Monday. Durant was, so that also counts. And then second and thirdly, I think that Trump likes the idea of having the war hero that he helped carry across the line. I'm going to go ahead and suggest that Mike Durant is the one. Plus, you have to have – I mean, Durant can go ahead and say those comments that I said, they were taken out of context or whatever, whereas Katie Britt cannot get away from the fact that she's already been called the Liz Cheney of Alabama by Trump, which would be a huge reversal if he's going to switch and go to her. So, Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Just stop trying to tie it to the election. We know that that has nothing to do with why Trump unendorsed. It's fluid, is my understanding. This is an episode of The Apprentice playing out in real life with the contestants being Katie Boyd Britt and Mike Durant, and they're both lobbying so hard. They both have everybody has Donald Trump's ear down there, has picked a team, has picked a side. And I swing back and forth, but at the end of the day, you wind up at the same place, 50-50 jump ball.
Wow. So you think that basically this is one of those where he looked at Mo Brooks and said, you're fired, and now he's working with the other two?
I absolutely do. He looked at the poll numbers and he said, this is enough. And he needed an off ramp, and the stupid August comments were the avenue.
All right. Well, fellas, good round. First round, all on the same topic, different angles of it. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll come back with round two of the Grand Council with my brethren, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state, and our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN. I'm Phil Williams. It's Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going to Grand Council right now with my friends Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down on the coast and our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN. And I believe round two starts again with you, Jeff. What you got?
Steve Marshall up on the Hill today. For whatever reason, they find this in the national media to be particularly newsworthy that Biden, Marshall wouldn't say that Biden was the duly elected president during the Senate panel today. Hurt him or help him in Alabama.
Saying that Biden is not the duly elected president does nothing but help you in Alabama. I mean, just all you got to do is wink at people and say, you know, nothing much, and it helps you in Alabama. Dale?
I would agree. Marshall's not blind. He sees what's happening in the Senate race. He gets it. He understands it. There are questions about the election. Perfectly content to go up there and say it, and knowing the national media is going to crush him, and you know, to his benefit.
This is one of those cases too, Jeff. I think it was George Wallace used to always say, as long as they spell your name right, then every publicity is good publicity. If Politico or Axios wants to come out and slam Steve Marshall, it does nothing but help him in Alabama. So,
yep.
Your own question though, Jeff.
And I kind of set myself up for this one because I think he's in line for the Trump endorsement for U.S. Senate now with this statement making the national news media.
Okay, who was next? Was it me or was it you, Dale? I don't remember now.
I don't know. You can go to me.
You take it.
I have been pondering this question for quite some time. It's a philosophical question, and it's a little deep here, so I want you guys to understand that I asked this question knowing that it's going to be hard for everyone to answer here.
Oh, Lord.
What is a woman?
Well, I know I'm married to one. I can tell you that right now.
Can you define it? Define woman?
I don't have to go far. I can just look in the Bible and define it. I mean, isn't that amazing? What a stupid discussion that some people actually literally have is what is it? What a stupid discussion. Jeff, before I get on a rant, you go ahead and say something.
She knows damn well what a woman is. She didn't want to answer the question, and no one's really saying this. They're like, look how dumb she is. No, she knows what a woman is. She didn't want to answer the question because she didn't want to upset the ridiculous liberal base.
All right, fine. I want to ask a real question. Are babies racist?
Okay, next question is mine. Let me go ahead and just jump on this before we run out of time. All right, so listen, going back to state politics, I'm jumping on an entirely different topic to gambling bills. So right now we got a clean lottery bill, quote-unquote clean lottery bill, that is working its way through the House. There is talk of it being subbed if it gets upstairs to the Senate with that giant gambling bill and trying to, you know, by hook or by crook, jerk that thing out there onto the floor of the Senate and pass it as a substitute. What are your thoughts on this? Do they dare? I got my own thoughts having served there, but Jeff, you first.
It's out of the realm of possibilities. Now, the Brit crowd, the old Milton McGregor crowd think the Chip Brown lottery, simple lottery bill is nothing but a bill meant to kill all Britain's effort in the Senate. So, I mean, there's conflicting ideas there about what the purpose of that bill is. It just kind of makes me think it's probably just an honest effort to get a lottery and there's not any hocus pocus going on.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Dale.
Well, I think that the idea that they're going to do that seems a little far-fetched. But look, here's what we do know. No matter what they do, when it comes to the election, it's probably not going to matter. Okay, the lottery. The lottery is just not going to be a player in this election. We just know that. And the other side is the people want it, but they don't really want it that bad, apparently, to where they're going to mount some sort of crazy effort. I know for a fact, and I think you all agree, that whatever kind of gambling they came up with, be it just a lottery, super expansive Las Vegas-style gambling at your kid's school with the money going to Russia, it doesn't matter. It will pass once it gets to the people. The problem is inside that chamber. And the people they deal with, donors and constituents, that's the issue. And, you know, I have no idea what they're going to do, but I could see that happening, but I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, I could see it happening, but I don't think it's going to either. I've seen things substituted in that were, you know, not germane to the original bill, but I don't think they have. First of all, I don't think they have the audacity or the mandate to do that. But secondly, I think Brown's clean lottery bill was, in fact, designed to be a clean lottery bill because There are many of those legislators right now who don't care a thing about this casino expansion. They don't want it. It's like it's a worthless opportunity to make, you know, lawbreakers rich. But at the same time, their constituents are asking them just for a lottery. I also believe they felt like they could kill the bigger omnibus gambling bill with this bill. It's kind of like reactive armor on a Russian tank. The shell hits the outside of the tank and the reactive armor explodes and keeps the actual penetration from happening on the armor. Well, the same is true with this thing right here. The lottery bill comes in there and it's like reactive armor to the gambling bill. You can't get it passed. So I'm just saying it's not going to substitute in. I think it's a red herring argument, but I'm just going to watch it and see. We'll find out soon enough, I guess. Gambling comes up every single year. All right, gentlemen. Good round. Appreciate
you, sir.
Absolutely. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5, down on the coastal regions, and our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNM, program director and radio guy extraordinaire. All right, folks, the Grand Council. I love doing that every single week. And we ran the gamut on that one. Everything from U.S. Senate to Donald Trump to what is a woman? What a question. Can you imagine that's even a question? What exactly is a woman? What a stupid question. Well, I take it back. The question had to be asked. What a stupid answer. Now, I just refined my response. Okay. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.